I was just trying to be better than the guy I was yesterday, better than the guy I was last year. Just like we were talking about earlier, you know, over the course of my career, just try to evolve every day. So I set the bar high. I'm just trying to compete against myself, do my job, and get better.
Matt, at first when I came in, you know, 2010, it was tough because I never experienced that. But, you know, just learning from that and growing from it, obviously it was a great learning experience. It was terrible at the time, but, you know, you just learn from it and get better. The coaches have confidence in me. I never lost confidence in myself. The more reps you take, the more comfortable you're going to be. And that's thing, when things start slowing down, you can actually start having fun.
You know, you always got to be careful with extending the rosters because then it inhibits guys from being picked up or guys are going to be held on teams. And, you know, it could lead to some unfair advantages.
I just think he came in and was a really good teammate from the get-go, you know, and I think it's important that everybody gets along and as everybody's on the same page. And I think he has the same goals and aspirations as the other guys in the locker room. And it was it wasn't one of those where it took him a little while for people to kind of understand him. I think he's a likable guy. I think people understand that he's here because he wants to win. It's not about Mark, it's about the Eagles. And I think he fits in with the rest of the guys in the locker room.
There's a ton of experience in there in those 5 years. And the most important thing is to eliminate the mistakes that happened then, and I think Coach Kelly's going to put me in a good position, and it's my job to make the right decisions. But I'm thrilled about the opportunity, and I'm excited about moving forward with this team.
I mean, obviously, you know, the one thing that's obvious is the chemistry. You know, obviously, you want to be able to you know, build that chemistry with one particular guy and continue to build on that. But I think, you know, in Mark's situation, with him being as established as he is, I think it's made the transition a lot easier. And it's not necessarily, you know, you don't necessarily learn anything. It's just, that's how this game works. You know, injuries happen, you know, changes happen. And when it does, you have to be able to step up to the plate.
I think he's managing the game fine, and he's doing extra things. Whereas I think certain quarterbacks, you just ask to do little things just to get through the game. Or if Mark didn't have to do that, just go out there and play. He can throw the deep ball, short balls, makes the right reads. And he also can run the ball effectively enough. If he needs to keep the defense honest as far as with the read options. So I like him. I always liked him. I think when we got him, I was excited because I knew what type of player he was. And a great piece to this team.
Nothing. No, that's the biggest thing that I think coaches want to see and players on this defense want to see without D'Amico out there is really the communication from the Mike linebacker, and that's going to be on Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho. So schematically, nothing's different. We'll have the same packages. We'll keep our defense exactly the same, and we'll lean on those guys to really take that role on and being the play caller, being loud, being definitive, and we'll go play fast.
I knew that. I knew that once we get everybody back, the pieces we had, we'll start rolling again.
It's tough with all these injuries, but, you know, the next man's got to come in and step up.
Nick's been great. I appreciate him being at practice, being in all the meetings, working hard, preparing like he's going to play, just like I would do for him.
I think people are a little presumptuous saying that they already know what our starting lineup is because the coaches don't know what the starting lineup is. So,
you know, like Chip said, you know, you need these two starting quarterbacks.
Like I said, we're winning games, and that's what really matters.
I'm excited about the opportunity to play. I'm not excited about the way it happened.
I think that's your job as a coach. If you make it too complicated where your players don't understand it, therefore they're thinking and they can't go out and execute, then shame on you as a coach.
You look at the response from our team when he got hurt, guys coming off the sideline, and then even a response from the Texans coming off the sideline. You see the impact that a player like that has, not only when he's on your team, but when he's left your team.
As far as next week, next season, anything like that, I'm really not worried about it. I promise you, I'm focused on Carolina.
It's a nice matchup to have all of us healthy. So if anybody happens to go down, you know, somebody can step in and you know, play their role.
You know, looking forward to, you know, playing in D'Amico's honor.
There's always going to be something that comes on every team, and you can either use it, you can either take it for what it is and move on, or you can use it as an excuse. And I think this team really fought a bunch of different adversities, and not once have we used anything as an excuse. We look forward to opportunities and moving forward.
They know from our standpoint that we've always had faith in them. I think that's the great thing about it is that, you know, the players and the coaching staff have a great understanding of each other and don't worry about anything else that's going on outside because that really has no effect on them.